You're listening to the Trade Show Insights Podcast, Season 11, Episode 12. I'm your host and exhibit marketing strategist, Marlis Arnold, bringing you tools to improve your exhibit results. On today's episode, brought to you by the Exhibit Marketers Cafe, we have a returning guest talking about branding and how you can better communicate your brand in your trade show exhibit. Our guest today is a return guest to Trade Show Insights, Ben Baker. And Ben has nearly two decades of experience in print, direct mail, non-disclosure printing services, and promotional marketing. And his goal is to help people communicate effectively and get noticed. As president of Your Brand Marketing, he believes that marketing needs to be integrated in order to achieve goals and support brand objectives. He understands what it takes not only to develop a brand, but to communicate it to the right audience so that they will positively identify and engage with it. Welcome back, Ben.
Thanks, Miles. It's always great to be back.
Thanks. Good to have you. Well, let's get right down to this. We're taking a little bit different direction today. Instead of talking strictly trade shows, we're going to talk about branding and how branding ties in with your trade show marketing or should be a part of your trade show marketing. So let's talk
Absolutely.
About, first off, how does the branding begin within the organization? Because obviously that's where it's got to start before you start putting it out there in the world.
Right. And, you know, the first thing that is probably a definition of brand, you know, because most people look at the brand as a logo. They look at the swoosh of Nike
right.
and say, that's the brand. No, that's a placeholder. The actual image itself and whatever your logo is a placeholder. It's something that identifies your brand to the public, whether that be internal audience or external audience. What a brand is who you are, what you believe in, what are the legs of the chair that you stand on? If you kick away one of those legs, what's going to make the chair fall? What are the things that are the key critical values of your organization? What do you do? Why do you do it? What's your value in the marketplace? Why should people care about you? That's your brand. So, you know, that's really where we start. And we look at branding as both something you do outside the company and also inside the company. A lot of organizations don't focus on brand inside the company. My view is if your employees don't get your brand, if they don't understand the direction that you're going in, the value of the organization, what you stand for, what are the things that are critical, mission critical to the company operation, how are they going to be able to communicate that externally? And what are they going to hold on to and believe in as they're moving forward within the jobs that they do and realize that the little bit that they do within the corporation is vital to making the overall company work? So it's tying people back to the organization.
And it's almost like if you haven't defined your brand to your own employees, it's almost like they're given free rein to interpret the brand however they want, and so they may be putting out mixed messages to your audience.
Absolutely, absolutely. If they can't tell the story succinctly, they can be doing, you know, can be telling any story out in the marketplace. And if mm-hmm. you have 50 different stories going on in the marketplace of who you are and what you are, that's just going to lead to utter confusion, you know, to your clients and your potential clients.
Well, you have no brand.
You have no brand. That's exactly it. Because if you can't tell your story succinctly, you have no brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that simple.
Right, exactly. And I think that, you know, like we said, that's the problem in a lot of companies. I think that The top layer, you know, the CEO and the executive level, they understand the brand, and they just kind of assume that everybody else within the organization understands the brand, and they really don't. So what are some keys to actually educating the team, especially when it comes to, you know, obviously we're looking at the trade show angle here, so how can you better educate the team, especially those that are going to be involved with planning the trade show exhibit and staffing the exhibit?
There's a couple things we do. A big thing that we do within organizations is a litmus test of brand knowledge. We'll run a concurrent or, you know, half-day seminars for different parts of the organization. We may get ops in one room and marketing in another room and sales in another room and management in another room, and maybe senior management in another room, or do them over a few days, depending on the size of the organization, and run them through an engagement exercise on brand, message, market, and value. And do they understand it? What do these different parts of the organization understand? And we'll whiteboard it all, and we'll take pictures of it all, and then at the end of the day, we'll bring all of the people together and show them that maybe ops thinks of the brand this way, where marketing may think of it a different way, where sales may think of it somewhere else. And then at the end, have a conversation about what the brand really is. But it's amazing when you sit there and bring the different parts of the organization together after they've all had a chance to verbalize what they think the brand is all about, to be able to bring them all together and say, listen, it's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of this, but if we bring it all together, that's what your brand's about. It leads to a lot more cohesive understanding of the brand. Now, in terms of trade show development, I'm a big believer of when you go out to a trade show, you need to have a single message. Everybody that's going to be within that trade show booth and is supporting that trade show, you know, needs to understand what the objectives of that trade show are, what the brand messaging for that show is, what the, you know, where the value statements are and what the client is. And, you know, it doesn't just mean the people in the booth. There's also the customer service people, you know, back at the office, who are going to be starting to get phone calls based on what's going on at the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not on the same page as the people that are in the booth, it can lead to huge brand confusion.
Well, and even just the matter of, you know, the exhibit manager or whoever's in charge of getting the display built may not be the same person or the same people that are actually staffing the booth. So, you know, again, you got, just like you were talking about your exercise with the different divisions within the company, same thing. You've got different people playing different roles on the trade show planning. And, and so I think the exercise you described, I bet that is a huge eye-opener in companies when they actually sit down and realize how the brand is being interpreted.
Oh, absolutely. But you're right. I mean, a trade show is not something you just go to. You know, you can't just show up at a trade show anymore, throw up a booth, talk to people, and hope for the best. Every trade show has to have a strategic, you know, plan attached to it that is based on your overall marketing plan. You know, your trade show is part of your overall strategic marketing plan. It, as is social media, as is direct mail, as is promotional marketing, as is, you know, anything that you do, those are tactics that come back to the overall strategy. And the strategy is, who are we, what do we do, why should people care about us, and what are we talking about to these people?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so the trade show booth itself needs to be constructed in such a way that the message that's on the trade show booth is clear, consistent, and speaks to the audience that you're going to be speaking to. That may mean that if you go to eight different shows and there are eight different audiences, you may want to tweak the panels to be able to communicate to that specific audience. You may also want to take a look as if you're wearing branded shirts at the show, you may have eight different branded shirts with different messages on the shirts that talk to the messaging of that particular show and that particular audience. The people at that booth need to know you know, what their role is in that booth. Is your job to bring people into the booth, or is your job to be there at the back of the booth to actually talk on the fine talking points of the communication? You know, you need to be able to have a good, consistent plan of how are we going to communicate with these people both inside the booth, and how are we going to talk to these people once they leave the booth over the next couple of weeks, so they understand, you know, so you follow up with the same message and people understand what you do.
Well, exactly. And I love that you hit on that, the consistency, because, you know, I've seen exhibitors that have done a phenomenal job of, you know, their pre-show mailer. I've actually been in a booth when somebody walked up and said, oh, I knew exactly this was you because, you know, your booth looks exactly like your pre-show mailer. And yeah. So they've already started with that branding. And then following up afterwards again, you know, you don't want any kind of disconnect at any point during the process. I mean, this needs to be streamline, you know, it needs to be flow, so that the attendees, you know, they not only come looking for your booth because they know what your message and they know what your brand is, but then afterwards the follow-up is also consistent and not out of sync with the brand.
Absolutely. And if you're going to give something away in the booth, it better relate to the message and the brand mm-hmm. and the value of your organization. Don't go through this entire exercise of branding the organization, making sure everybody's on the same talking point, your pre-show mailer, your post-show mailer, this, that, the other thing, and the promo piece you give away has absolutely nothing to do with the brand. It's just something cheap that you were able to get on discount.
You know, or the hot thing that everybody else is giving away.
Exactly. Be unique. Be different. You know, give something away that is thought-provoking, that has a call to action on it, that leads mm-hmm. people to call your customer service line, to go to your website, to phone in to you know, to sales. Whatever your objective is, make sure that that promotional piece talks about your value and what you do long after you leave the room.
Right, right. Well, and like you said, it's something that is so in sync with your brand that it couldn't be given away by somebody else. I mean, it doesn't make yeah. sense for somebody else to give that particular item away or in that particular style or whatever, because this is so in sync with your brand.
I was just at a trade show the other day for the safety thing. There was 80 different suppliers there that were exhibiting. 25 had the same stress reliever hard hat.
Oh, my. A lot of thought went into that one.
Exactly. Now, you know, is it on point? Is it there? But yes, but you're giving away the exact same thing as 24 mm-hmm. other people, you know. So all of a sudden it's lost any unique capability, and does it speak
right.
directly to your brand and what you do? No, it's generic. Don't be generic. Be unique. That's why you go to a trade show, and that's why you create a brand. A brand speaks to your uniqueness and your particular value. Any messaging that you give out at that trade show needs to speak to your brand, your message, your value, and why people should care about your unique value in the marketplace. You know, so it's that consistency, that level of consistency that you need to be driving through to all your people who are in the booth.
Well, and just for your example, the hard hat, I could think of an exhibitor that didn't make sense, but obviously, like you said, it was too cliche, but it was a hotel that was renovating, and so they gave away the little hard hat keychains.
Yeah.
And it made a lot more sense because their whole thing was about, you know, we're renovating to be better. We're going to, you know, you've got to come back and see us again and, you know, all that kind of thing. So that was a much better use, much more creative use of the same type of promotional product.
Agreed. It told their story.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it didn't tell a story. It told their story. And the story was, we are renovating to better serve you.
Right.
And
nobody
and
else at that show
people.
Was handing out hard hats. So.
Yeah. The hard hat went to the message of we are in the process mm-hmm. of renovating to better serve you.
Right.
And it's also the verbiage that goes on to that promotional piece that ties that story together.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story you're telling. You know, it, when it all comes down to it, you know, telling talking about your brand is telling your story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, telling your individual story. What makes you different? What makes you valuable? Why people should care about you? You know, that's what the brand is. It's telling your individual story and getting people to want to care about your individual story. It's how your story affects them. It's not about you. It's about how your brand helps them do what they need to do better.
Right. Well, and then you take that to the next level. A trade show is bringing that story to life in 3D.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, and it's engaging and it's interactive. Mm-hmm. And what it allows you to do is to be able to sit there and say, you know what, come visit us in a way where you're going to be, you know, amazed at the different things, and let us do a show and tell of who we are in a way that is convenient for you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and that's what a trade show is.
And the other thing to keep in mind too is not to go too cutesy and clever that you go off brand when you're developing your trade show marketing. I could think this is probably one of the, I don't know whether to say best examples or worst examples of a branding story gone wrong. I can remember years ago it was a construction show, and this one exhibitor, they were right up front, and they had this big pillar with a spinning brain on top of it. And, you know, and all the staff was wearing lab coats. So they obviously were going for some kind of theme, but it did not connect in any way. And all the attendees were laughing about the giant spinning brain and what was that all about. And nobody got the messaging. You know, all it was they became the joke of the show.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's the danger. The danger is trying to mm-hmm. overthink things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just remember it. You know, I tell people at trade shows, you have 3 seconds to get somebody's attention. Why? That's the amount of time it takes to walk from one side of a 10-foot booth to the other side of the 10-foot booth. If people don't get who you are, what you do, and why you're valuable within those 3 seconds, they're moving on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's reality. That's reality in trade show marketing. And if you can be consistently on brand, on message, and present it in a way that people get what you do and why you do it quickly and easily, they're going to engage with you. Because people
right.
are there to learn. You don't go to a trade show to keep your head down and not talk to people. You're there to learn. You're there to see what's new and what's interesting, what's different. But you need to be able to understand, why is this person somebody that I need to speak with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
well,
if you can't, you know, if you can't get somebody to understand your brand quickly, they're going to move on.
Well, and not to say, because I'm a big fan of themed exhibits. I mean, to have some kind of a theme and a message and do it in a creative way is an excellent way to get your message across. But again,
absolutely.
It all comes back to understanding your brand and making sure that whatever theme you choose is in sync with it. You know, the giant spinning brain wasn't in sync with whatever their message was. On the other hand, one of my favorite examples, which is in my book and I share it in my workshops all the time, was a cellular company, you know, that did cellular equipment and accessories, and they did a camp theme. And so they had mm-hmm. their whole booth look like a campground, and so it was this great oasis on a high-tech trade show floor, you know. They had trees and a pop-up camper and a fake campfire and all this that created a whole atmosphere, and the theme was, working with us is like R&R.
Yeah. And that's on brand.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So they took their brand and built a theme around it rather than going in reverse and going, oh, hey, let's take this great theme and find a way to make it fit.
That's right. So, you know, in short, what we're saying is that, you know what, being creative is great. Being creative gets you noticed. Being, you know, creative allows people to understand your brand very easily, but it's got to be something that relates back to you. If it doesn't relate back to you, if people don't understand why they should set foot in your booth, they won't.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and that's the important thing. You know, it's important to understand that. Is people, the key thing is, the trade show is not about you. It's about how am I going to engage the people that are coming in the booth, and how am I going to get them to understand our value and our brand?
Yeah, it's
and
that building that emotional
connection.
It's
a beautiful thing about that.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got to build that emotional connection with your audience, or otherwise there's this disconnect, and like you said, in 3 seconds they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, let's flip a little bit here and shift direction. Talk just for a few minutes about developing a powerful brand for the show itself, you know, for the show organizers who are listening to this. I know a lot of times shows struggle with how to build their brand and how to develop an effective theme or message for their show. What tips do you have for them?
My big thing is with show organizers is that exhibitors want to be part of a popular and powerful show.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be in a place where they know when they come into the show they're going to be taken care of. They want to know that the show has good traffic. They want to know that it's publicized properly. They want to know that the right people are coming to that show. And they want to know that the show is run effectively, you know, from beginning to end. You know, people look at shows and sit there and say, is it at a location that nobody wants to go to? Mm-hmm. Is it in a city that nobody wants to go to? Is it in the right city? You know, is it in the right part of town? You know, how is it being advertised? How are the exhibitors being, being shown off in the pre-show communication? You know, how is the, how does the messaging go out? Is everything, we're back to consistency of brand. You know,
right.
are you telling your story? Is it a consistent story that you're telling, and are you providing value? And that's a big thing, is what are the little things that you're doing to differentiate yourself from your competitors? What are the little things that you can do that add a lot of value for a little bit of money? And there's a lot of things that you can do, you know, for that. I've been to shows that have FedEx right on site, where you can, you know, where they will pick, pack, and ship the stuff and ship it either right back to your hotel, or you can put your own shipping label on it and send it right back to your office if you're collecting catalogs or samples or other things like that, where mm-hmm. Where there is a seminar hall going on at the same time as the trade show, where you can, you know, where different exhibitors have the opportunity to talk about specific things, and there's learning opportunities at the conference itself off the show floor, where people can actually sit for 20 minutes, half an hour, and learn about something that is relevant within their industry.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of things that you can do that allow for some differentiation of your conference or your trade show compared to your competitors. And a lot of it is just comes down to great customer service, great communication, and being able to listen to what are the things that didn't go so well the year before, and to fix them and make it better the year after. If everybody's complaining that your app on site sucks, go look for a new vendor.
Right.
You know, don't use the same app the next year. Go find a better vendor, or work with your vendor to say, listen, these are the challenges that we had with the app. This is why it wasn't being used. These are the things that people were asking for. What is it going to cost to change this app to be able to get us, you know, something that people are going to want to use?
Well, and I think right there, that is one big key, because, you know, a lot of what I'll call legacy shows that have been around, especially if they're association shows and they've been around forever, they tend to kind of get stuck in a rut. And they also kind of just tend to assume, well, we've got an automatic audience because we're an association. All of our members are going to want to be at our annual event. And they don't really necessarily continue to, as you said, listen to both their attendees and their exhibitors and finding out what they're wanting. And so then as these shows are starting to die off or struggle, they can't figure out what the problem is. Well, it's like, well, you know, maybe doing it the same old way is not working for you. Let's take a look. Maybe it's time for a rebrand. Maybe it's time, you know, and a lot of them are doing that. And they're, instead of calling it the ABC Association show, they're calling it the, ABC X, or so that you don't calling it, so it's got Expo in the name, and you know, trying to modernize and make it a little bit more, more up to date and more in tune with what the audience is looking for.
Exactly, and don't forget, your audience is getting younger.
Yes.
You know, and they're looking for different things, and they're looking for different ways. I'm going to a conference over the next month and a half that is all online.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, this is the first time I'm actually doing this. I'm doing it more of a social media experiment for myself to see, is this going to work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and where's the value for it? And am I going to get as much out of it? And what are the, you know, what are the things that I'm going to learn, and how am I going to actually engage with people? You know, I'm not sure you're going to walk out of it feeling as pumped up and as engaged as you would have if you went there and talked to people on, you know, directly. And that's my point of view. But there's other people that's how they like to learn. So having, you know, maybe having the ability to have parts of the conference webcast for an audience mm-hmm. that can't make it there, you know, might be something of value.
And a lot more shows are going to that now, where a lot of, maybe not all of the education is available that way, but there may be certain sessions that are available online, and you can buy a virtual ticket.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's an extra audience for you.
Right.
So that's an extra audience, and it also, you know, leads you to understand. It says, okay, what are the things, you know, you have a direct feedback of how many people actually logged in. What seminars did they actually look at? Which ones did they sign up for and never show up for?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it gives you an idea of understanding. It says, what do we need to be, you know, what type of information do we need to be giving out in the future to make ourselves relevant to this new audience?
Right, or finding topics that, like, oh, wow, we had no idea everybody was going to want to sit in on this one session. Maybe we need to offer more of these types of sessions next year.
Exactly. Absolutely. And that all ties into your brand one way or another. You know, the more value that you can perceive value that you have with the audience that comes to your show year in and year out, builds your brand value. And, you know, the most dangerous words in any business, I don't care what the business is, we've always done it this way.
Yeah.
You know, those words are the most dangerous words in any organization, you know, and dealing with any brand, you know, because a brand, our philosophy is we create a living brand. And the reason we call it a living brand is a living, breathing thing that changes.
Yeah.
You know, you change with the world as the world turns, so does your brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your core beliefs, you know, may change over a number of years. A company that I'm working with that started 90 years ago is not the same company that they are today.
You know, because if they were, they would have gone out of business
evolving.
A long time ago.
Exactly. Their big story and what we're working with them on is the evolution of their company over the last 90 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the exciting part is being able to tell that story of where they came from, where they are, and where they're going.
Right.
So that's what any brand should strive to do, is be able to embrace your past, tell your story of where you are, and give the vision of where you're going.
Right. Right, exactly. Because, like you said, you can't just stay in the same place. You're not there to tread water. You're there to make forward progress and keep growing your company or your organization.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, well, any final thoughts, anything that you think we should discuss that we haven't covered so far? I know this is a big, broad topic, but...
Yeah. My big thing that we tell all of our clients is you need to be looking at your brand every 3 to 5 years. Every 3 to 5 years, you need to have a critical look of your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And is it still relevant? Is it still telling your story? Has your product offering changed? You know, are you being seen as a commodity instead of a value add? And if all of a sudden you tell a story that all of a sudden I'm fighting for every nickel and dime and everybody sees me the same as everybody else, it's time to change your brand. Mm-hmm. You know, it's time to change your story because you need to be able to find ways to get people to understand your value. That's what the brand is all about. You know, so you need to be critical of your own brand. You need to be the critical of your own messaging and your overall communication. And the message, we've always done it that way, is going to lead your company going into, you know, into bankruptcy in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years. People need to realize that the world has changed, the audience has changed, how the audience wants to engage has changed, and you need to look critically at who you are and who you want to be and be able to build a brand that tells that story.
Well, and a trade show can be a great laboratory for that. I mean, the feedback you get on the show floor can help indicate, are we on brand or do we need a makeover?
Absolutely.
Well, Ben, thank you. Always a pleasure, as usual, to talk with you, and I appreciate you being our guest on Trade Show Insights once again.
Thanks a lot, Marles. It's always fun.
If you want to find out how to create your living brand, or you'd like to connect with Ben, you can find him via his website at yourbrandmarketing.com. If you enjoyed today's episode and would like more, subscribe to the Trade Show Insights podcast and automatically receive future episodes on your chosen device. Simply click on the Trade Show Insights logo in the sidebar at tradeshowinsights.com and you'll find instructions for Apple, Android, and more. Trade Show Insights is protected by the Creative Commons copyright license. You may feel free to share this recording with colleagues or embed it on your own blog as long as it's shared in its entirety and is not used for commercial purposes. To learn more, please see the link in the sidebar of the show notes at tradeshowinsights.com. Well, that's it for this episode of Trade Show Insights. Be sure to check out our show notes and archives at tradeshowinsights.com. You can also connect with me using the social media links or the contact page on the site. I'm Marlis Arnold. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for more tools to improve your exhibit results.